This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can use our words to plant seeds in others. Recently, I was talking about how I am beginning to see some movement on some prayers that I have been praying about, and I have been feeling really blessed lately. And I think there is one thing for sure that pleases Christ, and that is when we have been blessed, the very next question we're asking ourselves now is, how can we be a blessing to another? And one of those ways is through our words. And I was having a conversation with a pastor once, and I will never forget what he taught me in our conversation. I, at the time, was commenting on my teenage son and his behavior and doing his work in school. He was just driving me crazy because I knew he was not working at his potential. And the pastor cautioned me. He said, wait a minute, don't just watch your words. Don't just discipline him and leave it. Speak into his destiny. Speak to him as he is the man 5 years from now. And I thought, wow, that's pretty powerful. I also see that applicable in the workplace. If someone is reporting to you or someone on your team, speak to them in a way, not just correcting their actions, but what potential they actually hold within them. And the words that inspire me are, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up, that it may give grace to those who hear. Ephesians 4:29. Tomorrow, let's talk about confrontation. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, use your words to speak into someone's destiny.